Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings. Welcome to the DDP. Grace and peace to you. Wherever you might be, we're just believing that God is blessing you, touching you, pouring His favor out into your life, that you are growing every day in how good that God is and all of the wonderful things that He wants to accomplish in you. I want to get to a topic I made mention of yesterday that we were going to get into, and that is the mindset that Israel had about God. Let me do a little pre-work on that, and my habit is to go so slow I'll end up not getting there till tomorrow, but that'll be okay. Hopefully we'll say some things that at least get the gears turning. The story that Genesis tells us is of the creation and then the advent of sin. So when God created everything, He put man in a garden, and then sin was soon to follow. But sin was missing the mark. It was a transgression of the law that God had given them, rather. Let's say it that way. The New Testament definition of sin is hamartia, is missing the mark. But in the Old Testament, it is a transgression against the law. The sin that Adam committed was in eating from the one tree he was told not to. But as we've said before, the sin of Adam and Eve did not stop God from fellowshipping with Adam and Eve. God shows up later that day in the cool of the day to fellowship, to commune with Adam, obviously something they had done many times before. And Adam doesn't show up at the appointment. So if there's a separation between man due to sin, the separation is all on man's part. Man has separated himself from God. Paul told the Athenians, "You worship a God whom you do not know, but I say to you that God is not very far away from all of us." And what Paul was saying is, you're only separated from God by what you don't know. Sin is not separating you from God. Isaiah said your iniquities have separated you from God. But notice that he says it separated you from God. It's not that God's ran away from you, it's you have run away from God. And so what the world is dealing with is a separation anxiety, a separation issue. And what we're trying to do as believers in order to win non-believers is to get them to believe that God is not mad, that He has paid a great price for them, that He loves them very much, and that they're only separated from Him in their own mind, that if they would stop being enemies in their mind, as Paul said, they would realize that God is really on their team, on their side, having become one of them. God understands the failures and the fallings of man. It's why at Calvary, Jesus says, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." I have heard that in my spirit for the last couple of years as, "Daddy, forgive them. They really don't know how to do this. Forgive them, Father. They really don't know what they're doing." It's not just these guys that are killing me don't know what they're doing. I hear it as, "Father, forgive man because he's hopeless. He doesn't know what he's doing." So the sin didn't stop God from fellowshipping with man, but it certainly was a big stumbling block for man fellowshipping with God. Well, then God takes a heathen by the name of Abraham. And that, don't be offended, Abraham was living in Ur of the Chaldees. They were an idol-worshipping nation who sacrificed their children to gods, little g, gods. And God finds Abraham and calls him out, and if you'll go, I'll bless you. And Abraham goes, and God counts Abraham righteous based simply and solely on his faith. God, in other words, because this righteousness is right standing with God, God put Abraham in right standing by Abraham's faith, even though Abraham was a heathen. And so it is incredible to note that Abraham had not cleaned up at all when God put him in right standing, but he did believe, and that's all that God ever asked for. We'll keep the journey going tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.